Okay, so you were interested in getting up to speed quickly on some important digital marketing strategies, right? Well, today we're diving straight into one of the big ones,
Fire.
PPC.
Pay-per-click.
Yeah, pay-per-click advertising. We've got some insights here from an article by Chris Bradley over at Double Dome, and we're gonna try to give you like the essential need to know stuff about PPC, like what it is, why it matters, some things to watch out for. But we don't want to like overload you with information, you know? Make your head spin.
Yeah, absolutely. Consider this your like PPC 101, really.
Yeah.
We'll unpack the core principles, figure out why it's such a widespread tactic,
Yeah.
and maybe highlight some of the really important things to remember about PPC.
Okay, so let's just jump right into
Yeah,
this.
let's do it.
PPC, pay-per-click. I mean, the name kind of suggests it, but like, what is it really?
At its core, PPC is just an online advertising model where the advertiser only pays when a user actually clicks on their ad. So let's say you're searching online for something. Let's say organic dog food delivery.
Right.
You'll probably see some ads at the top of the results page. Those are PPC ads. And what that means is those companies that place those ads, they only have to pay if you, the user, actually click on one of them. They're not paying just to have it displayed up there.
Got it. So it's about paying for like demonstrated interest, I guess,
Right.
an actual click.
Precisely.
The article, it mentions that this is different from some other online advertising models. Could you kind of give us a quick rundown of how those compare?
Sure. One of the main alternatives is called pay-per-impression.
Okay.
And in this model, advertisers pay every single time their ad is shown to someone, regardless of whether they click on it. It's kind of like paying for a billboard on a busy highway. You're paying for the potential exposure to a large number of people,
Right.
even if most of them just glance at it as they're driving by.
Right.
Now, there's another model that's even more sort of action-oriented. It's called pay-per-engagement. And as the article mentions, with this one, payment is triggered by a very specific action that goes beyond just a simple click. So think things like signing up for an email list or downloading a resource, stuff like that.
Okay, so the click is really that crucial trigger in PPC.
Yeah.
But the article also points out that, even without that click, even without someone clicking on the ad, just seeing it repeatedly can still have benefits for the advertiser. Something about name recognition. I don't know if you could expand on that a bit.
Yeah, that's a great point. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
While you're, as an advertiser, while you're directly paying for those clicks, those impressions, those views of your ad, they can definitely have an impact. It's just less direct. So someone might see your ad, say, for a local bookstore, multiple times. And even if they don't click on it immediately, that repeated exposure can start to stick in their mind. So the next time they're thinking, oh, I really want a new book, your bookstore's name might be the first one that pops into their head.
Okay, so now that we've got the basics of like what PPC is, let's get into why it's such a popular approach.
Sure.
Why are so many companies using this?
Yeah.
The article outlines some pretty big advantages. So let's start with cost effectiveness.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like the pay-per-click nature of this is kind of central to that benefit, right?
Well, absolutely. What makes PPC so cost-effective is really the direct accountability it offers. You see, because you're only paying when someone actually clicks on your ad, you get a much clearer understanding of how people are responding to what you're spending compared to something like, traditional print advertising
Yeah.
or even those pay-per-impression online ads we were talking about earlier. It's way easier to measure the direct impact of your PPC campaign when you can directly link each expense to a specific action someone took, like, clicking on your ad. And actually, sophisticated advertisers, they go a step further.
Okay.
They don't just track clicks. They analyze what's called cost per conversion. So that's figuring out how much it costs to get a specific outcome that you want, whether that's a sale or someone signing up for your email list,
Okay.
stuff like that. Because ultimately, it's not just about getting clicks, it's about getting the right kind of clicks, the ones that actually lead to something valuable for your business.
That makes a lot of sense. You can see which ads are working, bringing in those clicks and those conversions, and which ones aren't really performing.
Exactly.
The next advantage that the article mentions is speed of launch.
Right.
I mean, being digital, it seems like that offers a real advantage here, right?
It really does. I mean, think about it. With traditional advertising, it can take weeks, sometimes even months, to get a campaign up and running.
Yeah.
You have to design and produce all those physical materials, then you
Yeah.
got to distribute them. The article uses national print campaigns as an example.
Yeah.
But with PPC, everything happens online. So you can have a campaign ready to go in a matter of hours.
Wow.
And that agility is a huge asset, especially if you need to react quickly to changes in the market or if you've got a time-sensitive opportunity you want to jump on.
Okay, so that speed is definitely a big plus.
It is.
And it kind of leads into the next advantage, which is customization and modification.
Right.
It sounds like, you know, once your ad is out there, it's not set
yeah.
in stone.
No, not at all. You've got a lot of control. The article really emphasizes that, you know, marketing teams, they have so much control over those PPC ads.
Mm-hmm.
They can tweak the text. They can change the visuals so the ad has them. They can adjust the keywords they're targeting. You know, pretty much every aspect of the ad can be customized. And what's really cool is that they can make those changes really quickly based on how the ad is performing.
Mm.
Like if a certain headline isn't really attracting clicks, they can test out a different one.
Mm.
And, you know, boom, see if it resonates better with people.
Okay.
And that ability to be agile and constantly optimize is a big part of what makes PPC so powerful.
So it's like an ongoing process of tweaking and improving.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and the last big advantage that the article mentions is budget control.
Hmm.
I mean, that's got to be really important for businesses of all sizes.
It is. It is. The platforms that you use for PPC, they give advertisers really granular control over their spending.
Mm-hmm.
You can set daily budgets, weekly budgets, even a total budget for the entire campaign. And the best part is, you can adjust these limits whenever you need to.
Hmm.
So let's say a campaign is performing even better than you expected. You might decide, hey, let's increase the budget and really capitalize on this momentum, you know?
Right.
On the other hand, if things aren't going as well as you'd hoped, or maybe you're getting close to hitting your spending limit, you can easily scale things back. You can even pause the campaign altogether.
Okay.
That kind of control is incredibly valuable when it comes to managing advertising expenses and making sure you don't accidentally overspend.
This one.
As long as you keep an eye on things, you know.
Right, right. So you got to be on top of it. You got to be monitoring the budget.
Exactly, exactly. You can't just set it and forget it.
All right, so we've got some really compelling reasons to consider PPC here.
We do.
You know, it's cost effective because you can track results and see what you're getting for your money.
Yeah.
You can get a campaign up and running really quickly. It's super flexible. You can customize it. You can adapt it. And you have all that control over your budget.
It's true.
But like with any strategy, there are some potential downsides.
Of course, yeah.
The article talks about the need for, you know, careful planning. It's not as simple as just throwing an ad out there and hoping for the best.
No.
Yeah.
That's a very important point. You know, a lot of people get really excited about PPC because it seems so straightforward. You pay for clicks, you get more traffic to your website.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not quite that simple. You've got to have a strategy. You can't just assume that paying for clicks will automatically translate into achieving your business goals.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether you're trying to make more sales, get more leads, or whatever your objectives are, those clicks are really just the first step. It's like the article points out that those clicks are just the beginning of the customer journey. So you need to have a plan.
Yeah.
You need to understand your target audience. Who are these people you're trying to reach? What are their needs? What kind of words are they typing into search engines? You know, what are they searching for?
Hmm.
And then you need to craft ad messaging that's really going to resonate with them.
Well,
something that will actually entice them to click on your ad. If you don't have all that figured out beforehand, you run the risk of just paying for clicks from people who aren't really interested in what you're selling.
Right. So the click is just the first step in a much longer process.
Exactly. It's not the end goal.
Okay. And that brings us to the second potential downside, the time and effort that's needed for optimization.
Hmm.
It sounds like PPC isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing, right?
Definitely not. If you really want to get the most out of your PPC investment, you got to be willing to put in the work. You got to constantly be optimizing your campaigns. And that means doing some in-depth market research, trying out different versions of your ads to see what works best, and diligently tracking how your campaigns are performing. You got to know which keywords are bringing in the valuable traffic, which ad variations are getting people to click, and where you might be wasting your budget. It's all about testing, measuring, and refining your approach. And that takes time and effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a passive strategy where you just sit back and watch the magic happen.
Right. You got to be hands-on.
You do. You do. You got to be actively involved in monitoring, analyzing, and adjusting your campaigns based on what the data is telling you.
Okay, so to kind of summarize everything we've talked about today, PPC is this advertising model where you pay when someone clicks on your ad online.
Right.
And that comes with some really great benefits. Like you can track how well your ads are doing, which makes it super cost effective.
Yeah.
You can launch campaigns really fast. You can easily change your ads to make them better. And you have a lot of control over how much you're spending.
It's true. It's a very powerful tool.
But it's important to remember that PPC is not a guaranteed success. You got to have a plan, you got to know who you're trying to reach, and you got to be willing to put in the time and effort to make sure your campaigns are actually working. It's not just about getting clicks, it's about getting the right clicks from the right people and making sure those clicks actually lead to something meaningful for your business.
I think that's a really excellent summary of everything we've discussed.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully our listener who wanted to learn about this stuff, hopefully they now have a much better understanding of PPC and how it all works.
I hope so. It's a fascinating world, digital marketing.
It is. And I guess that kind of leads into one final thought for you, our listener, to consider. We've talked a lot about how advertisers pay for each click. But what other information do you think they use to figure out if their PPC campaigns are actually successful? It's not just about the number of clicks, right? There are other metrics that can give them a deeper understanding of whether their advertising is actually working.
Yeah, think about it. What else might be important? What kind of data would give them a better picture of the return on their investment? Things like conversion rates. You know, how many of those clicks actually turn into sales or leads? Or the performance of different keywords? And how well their landing pages are doing at converting those clicks into actual results?
Yeah. There's definitely a lot to explore there. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of PPC advertising. We'll catch you next time for another exploration.
Until then.
Bye.
Bye.